innovating, and over thousands of years too. So evidence of charred crumbs, so like the first evidence and remains of bread, date back 14 to 16,000 years ago.
That's crazy.
And they made it by using wild grains and tubers. Tubers?
You just heard a rebroadcast of a past live WGXC show.
Hey, it's Pamela from Pine Hill. You're listening to WGXC Acra, Hudson, Catskill, 90.7 FM.
The Catskill Food Pantry is located in the Parish Hall of St. Luke's Episcopal Church at 50 William Street in Catskill. The pantry is open to the public every Friday from 1 to 4 p.m. Healthy food is a right. For more information, please feel welcome to visit the pantry. Call us at 551-299-2456, check the website at catskillfoodpantry.org, or connect with us on Facebook at Catskill Food Pantry.
Wave Farms WGXC is made possible in part by the generous support of John Mason of Chatham, New York. WGXC supporters care deeply about creative community radio. Their generosity and investment keep this unique station viable. You too can become a monthly supporter.
God is great, give him all the praise. Hallelujah, name above all names. Fire in his eyes, healing in his veins. Everywhere is glory on display. Take a look at those stars, you can name them all. Before his throne, every knee falls. The demons have to run, the angels have to pray. Shame. Sunday morning rose up from the grave. Take a look at those scars on his hands and feet. He saved our souls for eternity. Worthy is the Lamb, glory to the King. Come and wipe our tears away. No more fear, no more pain. No more sorrow, sin or shame. The King is coming back again. A reign of love that will never end. For everything you've done, and everything you do, and everything you are, I sing to you. My God, you're an awesome God, you're great. In all you do, I'm made. my God, you're an awesome God. What an awesome, awesome God you are. No one like you, none beside you. God, we worship you. You're worthy, you're worthy. With wisdom, power, and love. Oh, forever we sing our God. He's an awesome God, he reigns. From heaven above with wisdom, power, and love. God is an awesome God. Yes, that God is an awesome God. God, he reigns. He reigns from heaven above. With wisdom, power, and love. Our God is an awesome God. Our God is an awesome God. Our God, what an awesome God.
Our God, what an awesome God. Amen, beloved. Amen again. This is Pastor Kim, your perpetual optimist, and I'm here to share with you the good, hey, the word and the music with the message for the heart, the mind, and the soul. We're talking about the gospel, y'all. Amen. This is the bright side. There is a bright side somewhere. There's a bright side right here, right now, with me on WGXC, and we welcome you to WGXC Acre Hudson Catskill, New York. And yes, we got more good music for you. That was Phil Wickham with "What an Awesome God." What an awesome God! Our God is an awesome God. Amen. And hallelujah, we got more like that. But I want to say good morning again. Hallelujah, I want to say to my brothers and sisters, the saints and the ain'ts, how you doing? How you doing? We got spared a little bit. That heat wave broke down a little bit. And we're in the 80s and out of the 90s. So we're really glad about that. I want to shout out. There was some wonderful outreaches in the area yesterday. And so I want to shout out Paint Amy Church and the fire department from Chatham, police department from Chatham. Everybody came together for a wonderful block party up there on High Street. Yes, beloved, I hear it was excellent. I got there after another event and was able to just say hey and hear some of the good that God did up there on the hill yesterday. So shout out to Pastor Paulette and the Paint Amy Church family, our brothers and sisters, hallelujah, from way back. I want to thank God for them. They're our partners and God belong in our county. It's just a blessing to be in the midst of the body of Christ, as was also in Schenectady with the 20th anniversary for the March for Jesus. Hallelujah. Amen. And so we are very grateful to God for the blessed weather and the blessed people. Hundreds of people came out singing and praising and putting up petitions of prayer and taking territory and taking back what the adversary stole, letting people hear the good news about the love of God that he made manifest in the sacrifice of his son who gave his life, amen, so that we could have a right. What a beautiful, powerful, and mighty ministry unto God in Schenectady, their 20th anniversary in the March for Jesus. And I've been going for many years now, and I tell you, beloved, they marched through storm, and we've been in storms, we've been in sun heat, we've been in whatever, but the march always goes on, and we just look forward to having our march again in September, hallelujah, on the fourth Sunday, Saturday of September, the Columbia County March for Jesus. I'm looking forward to that, excited about that, and look for more information about that at www.omichurch.com. And so, beloved, before we go further, I just want to say a shout out to Malcolm Jamal Warner, who passed away last Sunday in a tragic swimming accident in Costa Rica with his family. Prayers for his 8-year-old daughter who was swimming with him. thankfully she was rescued, but she certainly needs our prayers, beloved, as does his wife. All those who knew him well, loved him well, praying for them as they go through this difficult part of their journey. And we just want to thank God for his light and his life and his legacy. So many good things people say about him. And one of the things I saw, a clip I saw, was he said when he leaves this world, when he closes his eyes for the last time, he hopes that people would be able to say that he was a good person. Amen, that he was a good person. And truly, those are the comments that have been coming out about him. So we give God thanks for sending such a light into the world. He certainly lit up so many of our lives with his gift in acting. And as a poet, as a writer, as a director, and just so many other hats that he wore. With glory to God, we pray that he sleeps in peace to rise in paradise of Christ. Amen. Amen. Well, beloved, got how many I got? I got 5 songs back to back before I come back with my spiritual social commentary for today. We have Another Blessing by the Williams Brothers. I played that not too long ago, but it just stuck up in my spirit. Amen. Ooh, we Another Blessing. This is Another Blessing to you right now, right? The songs with the message for the heart, the mind, and the soul. That's Another Blessing. Another Blessing is coming. God Is Keeping Me by Demariana Janae. I'm not sure how you pronounce that first name, but you won't forget how she sang this song. Amen. Proof by Pastor Mike. And God Is My Everything, the Chicago Mass Choir. And the Church in Medley, Amen, by NBCCM. I'm not even sure what all that means, but praise the Lord, they singing them songs. So we're going to play them songs, all right? Another Blessing, God Is Keeping Me. Proof, God Is My Everything. Churchin, how about that? This is Pastor Kim with the music. Let your ears hear, your heart be made glad. Amen. As we minister the music for the heart, the mind, and the soul. Another Blessing. Ooh-wee.
I'd like to take a little time out to thank God for the many blessings he's given me. When I look back over my life and I see where he brought me from, I can truly say that I've been blessed. Let me say this. Woke up this morning, got out of my bed. I looked around, here's what I said. Thank you, Lord. For the blood you shed, you put a roof up over my head. Thank you, Lord, for another day. All these blessings you sent my way. You see, I could have been dead in some lonesome grave, but you told, oh death, you told it to get back and behave.
I've never seen the righteous forsaken, nor his seed begging for bread. I can count on God, he won't let me down. He always do just what he said. Pain and suffering, he brought me through. Arms wide open, he always welcomed.
Legs and I can walk.
Another blessing.
I got the tongue, y'all, and I
keep your arms around me. Come on, Jesus.
There's never been a problem God couldn't solve. And if you ask David, he'll tell you giants fall. I met a woman in the hospital, and doctors did all they could do. She's still alive to tell you
He does miracles, and I'm proof of what God can do. He still does miracles, and I'm proof of what God can do. He's the God of miracles, God of impossible. He speaks and mountains have to move. There's no limit to his power. He's faithful every hour. So if you need to see a miracle, I'm proof. Oh my, my, I'm proof. When the waters rise and the storm rages on, he's the peace that carries you through. When the road is dark and you lost your way, he's the light that turns your night to day. He's the God of miracles, God of impossible. He speaks and mountains have to move. There's no limit to his power. He's faithful every hour. And if you need to see a miracle, I'm proof. What God can do, I'm proof. What God can do, I'm proof. Oh, nah, nah. What God can do, I'm proof. What God can do. If you need to see a miracle,
here I go.
If you need to see a miracle,
here I go.
Oh my, if you need to see a miracle,
here I go.
If you need to see a miracle,
here I go.
Oh, if you need to see a miracle, hey,
here I go.
If you need to see a miracle,
here I go.
Oh, if you need to see a miracle, oh God,
here I go.
I'm alive, I testify and say,
here I go.
He does miracles, and I'm proof of what God can do. He still does miracles, and I'm proof of what God can do. I'm proof. Oh my, my, I'm proof.
Oh my, 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 I'm proof. I'm proof. If you want to see a miracle, I'm proof. Hallelujah. I am a miracle. You're a miracle too. We're one of the ones that made it, beloved. Hallelujah. We are still here. We are topside up. And I thank God for things as good as they are. Do you thank him with me? I thank God for the things he spared us from. I thank God that I know and you know that among people in this world, in this nation, in our families, on our street, in our neighborhood, in our community, in our nation, in our country, we are blessed. We are blessed. There's a whole lot of mess, but we're still blessed. Amen. Ah, hallelujah. Listening to WGXC Accra, WGXC Hudson, Catskill, and beyond New York. We are WGXC 90.7 FM, and we're listener-supported radio. Listener-supported radio, radio for listeners with open ears. We just love being here to do what we do because we do it for you. And you can help us too. You can help us become a partner, a supporter, or a contributor, a donor, whatever level that you want to play, a part you want to play, you can right here with us on WGXC. They're bringing new programmers on all the time, and we're just so grateful for that as well. Programming that ministers to the heart, the mind, and the soul is what I do. Hallelujah. Amen. I bring the good news. I bring the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ, the embodiment of the love of God for his human creation and his whole earth. And we're reminded of that. Hallelujah, by these gifted artists, songwriters and song singers and psalmists and praisers and worshipers, and hallelujah, they all have their story to tell, and they told it in the song. That's what we do with you. So I got some more music coming up. God is my everything and Churchin, the Churchin medley. After that, I'll come back with my spiritual social commentary for today. Hallelujah. God is my everything, y'all.
That's it. We're going to have good old church. Can I hear the guitar? The guitar, please. Come on. A little bass, please. All right, here we go.
God is my everything.
He's my
gonna do some old worship Sunday night Holy Ghost songs. You're gonna know them. Join in and help us sing tonight. Lord, I just wanna thank you. Lord, I just wanna thank you. Oh, Lord, I just wanna thank you. Lord, I just wanna thank you. I wanna thank you for being so good to me. So good to me. Say, Lord, I. So thank you.
Lord, I just want to thank you. I want to thank you.
Oh, Lord,
so good to me. So good to
y'all know this. There is power, power, wonder-working power in the blood of the Lamb. There is power, power, wonder-working power in the precious blood of the Lamb.
Yes, we have the victory. In the name of Jesus, we have the victory. Said it's in the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, and Satan will have to flee. Oh, hey. Ooh, that brother's singing. Ain't he sing? Can't he sing? He's a lighter persuasion brother, a Caucasian brother. Amen. Got all that spirit, got all that soul in him. Ooh, I just want to sing along. Amen. Them old church songs. Well, beloved, listen, I want to share with you this morning what was in my spirit and my heart. Probably because I spent a couple of hours with the March for Jesus yesterday, but also because it's important. It's something that I have lived in my Christian walk for over 40 years as a teacher, a preacher in, of, and a student of as well, and also a strong proponent, a strong advocate for this topic. Hey, and it is the topic of prayer. I want to talk a little bit about prayer this morning. Amen. And, you know, if we never needed prayer before, well, we sure need it now, beloved. We need prayer now. It's such a powerful gift from God. It's a privilege that's given to us from God that we can come before God and we can pray. When you think of God as the creator of all that is, all of the galaxies and the universe, the black holes, the Lord, all of the planets, all of the systems, hallelujah. And then that's out there in the outer realm. But when we think of God as the creator and the sustainer of everything that's right here in this little bitty ball of a planet, amen. And we get to come before him. We get to petition God and make supplications before God. We get to be in the presence of God. We get to learn of God. We get to appeal to God. We get help from God, protection, power. Amen. All of these avenues are open to us through the portal of prayer, beloved. Hallelujah. And so I just wanted to share a couple of minutes, amen, on that. And not my opinion, although I have very strong opinions about it, but also from the Word of God itself, hallelujah, and the Son of God himself, hallelujah, what the Word says about prayer and what Jesus says about prayer. Jesus taught us, and through his disciples and through his teachings, he taught us to be persistent in our prayers, beloved. He told his disciples a parable in Luke chapter 18 and verse 1 that they should always pray and not give up. Amen. Someone put it in an acronym a few years back. They said, push, pray until something happens. How about that? Pray until something happens, beloved. That's what we do. It's not a one and done thing. Amen. As a matter of fact, it's a lifestyle. Prayer is a lifestyle. Hallelujah. Christianity is a lifestyle. Being a servant, a child, a follower, a disciple of Jesus Christ is a lifestyle. It's life changing. It's transformative. And it puts us on a new pathway for living. Hallelujah. And some folks don't know that, beloved. They think it's a church thing. You go to church on Sunday. Amen. And then you're a Christian. Oh, my God, you grew. And now you want to go to Bible study, too, right? And now you're a super Christian. Praise the Lord. Oh, my God. You've learned how to pray. Even the Lord's Prayer. You've learned how to pray that prayer. You can say it by heart. Hallelujah. Even now and again, they'll ask you to say a prayer in church and you'll pray that prayer, or you'll bless the table at mealtime, amen, with a prayer. Hallelujah. But beloved, I'm here to share that prayer is part of the lifestyle. It's something that we do any time of day, all throughout the day. Different situations arise and we can talk to God about it. Hallelujah. You know what I'm talking about. Jesus said, be persistent in prayer. He told us to pray and not give up. Pray until something happens. Hallelujah. Jesus taught Amen. In Matthew chapter 6, when you pray, do not be like the hypocrites, for they love to pray standing in the synagogues and on the street corners to be seen by men. Hallelujah. So when we're praying, God is even doing inner search in our hearts, in our minds. Where is our motivation? Hallelujah. Are we praying so we can be seen and patted on the back? Are we praying because we know that's where it's at, and we know that this is a gift from God, a privilege given to us by God, a responsibility bestowed upon us as his children that we ought to pray. Jesus also taught, he said, whatever we ask for in prayer will be given to us, provided that we, and in this particular instance, he says, forgive anyone with whom we have a grievance. Amen. But beloved, as we read the word of God and we learn what he's saying, we understand that oftentimes there is a provision to prayer. There's an if-then factor to prayer. Amen. If my people call by my name. Come on here, somebody. Amen. If when you stand praying, you pray this way. Hallelujah. Amen. So there are provisions. Hallelujah. And that's not to, you know, to criticize anybody. That is to help somebody. Amen. To understand. So many times I've heard people say, well, I prayed and, you know, and he didn't answer. I prayed and it doesn't work for me, you know. But understanding that you keep on praying, you don't stop or quit in the dip. Amen. And that you learn how to pray. The disciples asked Jesus, teach us how to pray. Hallelujah. In Luke chapter 11, they said, teach us how to pray. Jesus had come out of a quiet place, the Bible tells us. He had just finished praying in a quiet place, and the disciples came to him and asked him to teach them how to pray because John had taught his disciples how to pray. Beloved, amen. Prayer is taught. Amen. It's not caught. That's a quote from somebody somewhere. But prayer is taught. Hallelujah. It's not caught. And so, amen, we teach one another how to pray. As we listen to people pray, we pick up some things. As we sit under a teacher, a pastor, or a teacher, a preacher, we learn more about prayer. As we open up the word of God and we apply ourselves to understanding it, we learn more about prayer. There was in my devotional list a month, an article called The Quiet Place of Prayer. I want to share that with you quickly. Amen. It says, The Quiet Place of Prayer. It says, prayer is worship. Our praying should be full of adoration, affection, and fondness for God, that he is who he is, that he created us in order to have someone on whom he could shower his love, that he stretched out his arms on the cross, that he intends in the fullest sense to make whole men and women out of us. In worship, as the old word worship implies, we declare that we value what we value the most. It's one of the best ways in the world to love God. Prayer is the highest expression of our dependence on God. It's asking for what we want. We can ask for anything, even the most difficult things. The Word of God teaches us, do not be anxious about anything, but in every situation, by prayer and petition with thanksgiving, present your requests to God. That's in Philippians chapter 4 and verse 6. Anything large enough to occupy our minds is large enough to hang a prayer on. Prayer, however, by its nature, is requesting. It's not insisting or clamoring. We can make no demands of God or deal with him. Hallelujah. Because friends don't make demands. They ask and then they wait. We wait with patience and submission until God gives us what we request or something more. Prayer is asking for understanding. It's the means by which we comprehend what God is saying to us in his scriptures. Prayer focuses and unites our fragmented hearts. And in the quiet place of prayer, God comforts, instructs, and listens to us. Ha! There we learn to love and worship him. Where? in that quiet place of prayer, beloved. Amen. Hallelujah. Beloved, prayer is taught, it's not caught. And we pray, and we pray so that we can love others. Amen. We pray so that we can love ourselves. We pray when we're feeling desperate. We pray because Satan is busy. Amen. In Luke chapter 22, Jesus says, "Simon, Simon, Satan has asked to sift you as wheat, but I have prayed for you. I have prayed for you." Amen. Hallelujah. The Lord prays. He teaches us to pray, and prayer still works. This is Pastor Kim, your perpetual optimist, and I'm here to tell you prayer is taught, beloved. It's not caught. All right? Got that? Let's do that. Amen. Got one more time, one more song. Well, maybe two, but this one is titled One More Day. One More Day. This was given to me by my beloved sister over at the First Presbyterian Church when I was there last. She said, "Oh, Pastor, you got to hear this song. I love this song." And guess what, Marka? I love it too. I love it too. And Marie, oh my God. I'm messing up your name, sis. Martika, God bless you. One more day. One more day. Love it. Thank you for sharing. This is Sons of Sunday.
I'm a sinner. Grace is still healing. I'm a story. Time is revealing. I'm all of these things, but mostly I'm grateful and sin. I'm a fighter, caught in a struggle, a survivor, rising above it. I'm all of these things, but mostly I'm thankful, 'cause you gave me one more day, Jesus. Say I love you, God. You have brought me all this way. Testify of grace. Oh, what more can I say? But hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, my
God's given us one more day. We didn't choose it, but we got to use it. 60 seconds in it in a minute. What you gonna do with it? Amen. Listen, I got a couple of announcements I want to share. I want to tell you about the Second Baptist Community Day. That's going to happen on Main Street in Catskill today from 1 to 3 p.m. I encourage you to go on out. If you don't have anything else to do, why don't you go and see them? And they're giving out some meals today, too. Yes, all right. That's from 1 to 3 p.m. on Main Street in Catskill. Next Saturday, can you believe August will be here this week? And on Saturday, we'll have the Sankofa Festival. It's a festival that has transformed over the years from the Black Arts Cultural Festival to the Black Art Festival to now the Sankofa Festival, all under the auspices of Operation Unite and Partners, and that's happening here in Hudson. Check your Google, check your Siri, or whomever, find out more about Sankofa Festival, the second here in Hudson. September 20th, Overcoming Ministries, I'm founder, pastor of, we'll celebrate 25 years of ministry in Columbia County and beyond on September 20th at 5 p.m. with a dinner dance at the Falls. And our honorees, we're honoring partners with us in ministry almost from the beginning, our county clerk, Holly Tanner, my brother, Randall Martin, Reverend Iris Waddell, and Reverend Linda Van Alstyne, and also some other very special guests that will be there with us to share. It's going to be good food, good music, good fellowship, good time, celebrating what God has done. A quarter of a century, beloved. We're still here. Amen. So we want to hope you'll join us and look for more information and, you know, the new letters and the papers and the cables and the radio. Just listen for the announcements. And if you want to come and share, we'll be glad to have you there. September 21st is our Back to Church, Back to School Sunday. God Belong in Our County sponsors the Columbia County March for Jesus on September 27th. And so, yes, beloved, we're looking forward to seeing you at one or some of these events. We're getting ready to go, but before we do, I just want you to know we are praying for you. We pray for you if you're sick and you're shut in, if you're feeling lost and lonely or confused, if you're depressed or stressed, you're grieving or you're bereaved. We're praying for you, beloved, no matter how gray the day may be. There is a bright side. The sun is still here and the sun is still shining. There's a bright side somewhere, so don't quit in the dip. Happy birthday to all you July and August babies. Happy anniversary to all you July and August lovers. This is Pastor Kim. Love you so much, but God loves you more and he loves you best, better than all the rest. Amen. Amen. Listen, beloved, we got to go, but here's just a little bit of Pastor Mike Jr. again with an amen. The church say amen. God bless you, beloved.
Gonna be the year that I break every cycle. Let me testify, right hand on the Bible. They threw me away,